Hello everyone, welcome back to the Shintaro Higashi Show with Peter Yu. Today we're going to talk branding in martial arts. What an interesting concept. But we have some sponsors to thank, right Peter?
Yeah, Jason Levant as always, and other sponsors too. And Judo TV.
Yep.
Who else? Fuji?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the discount code for Judo TV? I can't even remember it. Shintaro or Judo Shintaro NYC. I can't even remember. I'm sorry, guys. But just check it out. Very good.
Yeah. Judo TV. You can check out all your favorite matches and whatnot. That kind of gets into our today's topic: branding in martial arts. Yeah. We've been talking a lot about kind of the business side of martial arts lately.
Yep.
You know, I think it's part of our effort to grow judo in America. So yeah, branding. What's that about?
Yeah, what does that even mean, branding?
Yeah. Right?
What do you think when I say like Peter Yu?
What do I think?
The brand of it's Peter me. Yu.
I don't got no brand, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Nerdy, beats up beginners, went to Princeton. His wife's a doctor.
Yeah, that's right. Great skin. Man. Great skin.
You do have good skin.
I think
it's an important thing. In martial arts, you know, because when you hear like judo, what does that mean, right?
Right.
When you hear karate,
mm-hmm.
what is that? What do you picture, right? It's about mind space. Like, what is the thing happening in the mind space when you say a certain term, right? Like jujitsu or judo or even blue belt, there's branding there, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean something to a whole segment of people doing this niche sport?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Kind of like it's a negative connotation or a positive connotation or what kind of image it. That word invokes all that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's more businessy, right? It's not exactly a correlation, but if I said, like, white belt division one wrestler. That guy walks into your judo school or your jiu-jitsu school, you're
everyone
like,
everyone trembles.
Yeah, everyone, like, you know what I mean? And then you throw in heavyweight in there, that means something, you know? That's not quite, like, branding because, you know, there's an association with it. It has nothing to do with business, right? We're talking about business stuff, you know? Yeah. But that's the kind of idea, right?
Right. Yeah.
When you think
So yeah, let's start with, I guess, since judo and BJJ are closest to our heart, I guess.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times when people talk about or people compare judo versus BJJ, they all branding is huge part of the discussion.
How it really
BJJ
is.
BJJ has done so much better. At least in America, and I'm assuming now it's kind of getting trickled down to other countries also.
Yeah, trickle down to other countries, trickle down to judo, hopefully. Right?
Yeah. So what happened? So maybe I don't know how you want to go about this, but maybe like I know that judo back in the 80s had great branding.
Yep.
That's in the U.S. and something happened, and BJJ took over in the 2000s. Yeah. So like.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the history? I thought that would be kind of interesting.
I am not.
No.
That would absolutely be interesting, but that's really not my expertise, right?
So, okay.
But, you know, the way I want to kind of go with this is, if you're in martial arts long enough, and if you're listening to my podcast with Peter, right? If you listen to our podcast, you love martial arts, and one day maybe you want to get good enough to start your own school or start a business revolving around martial arts so you can make it your main thing.
Yeah.
And full time. Yes, be a full timer, like a true living the lifestyle, doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Right? So before you even get started on, let me start the dojo, which is, there's a certain branding, right? If you think like the Blue Basement, you think Henzo Gracie Jiu Jitsu School, Manhattan.
Oh, I've never been there, so.
Yeah, well, that's what they refer to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or even like if you say Kokushikan University.
Oh, I know.
Doesn't mean much for us. In the United States, but if you're in Japan, you think heavyweights.
Oh, yeah.
Hard, tough, like a grinding, discipline-oriented, like just a very motherfuckers, really.
Yeah.
Can I say that on the podcast, right? Kokushikan has historically had all the heavyweight recruits.
Yeah.
Scuba, you think, everybody's good at every weight. You know, we want champions in every weight. Kokushikan, historically, heavyweights. Look at Suzuki, Ishii.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, we had Uchishiba, who was a lightweight, but historically, right? Saito, Dad, Saito Jr., who's on the circuit now, all big dudes. You walk into Kokushikan University, you get 50 guys. 6'3", 6'4 plus, 250-pound plus. Oof. You've never seen anything like it. They're Japanese guys.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
They don't make them that big in Japan.
They don't make them that big. Right. So, yes, you want to start your journey in martial arts eventually with the thing of like, hey, man, I want to start a clothing brand in martial arts, a lifestyle brand or a judo gi brand or a rash guard brand.
Yeah.
Or I want to start a dojo. And then branding becomes really, really important. You know?
Right, right.
Yeah. So the first thing I think that leads into that, the most important thing is reputation. You know, because people say, hey, when I was a blue belt with this guy or when I trained at this dojo with this dude, he was kind of a scumbag. Now, all of a sudden, you know, your brand is tarnished, right? You're not going anywhere.
Oh, personal reputation.
Personal reputation, first and foremost. You have to keep that in your mind, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, such a small world. So, like, a few bridges, you know everyone. Yeah.
And I think branding and reputation kind of goes hand in hand. And branding, you kind of spend money on it. It's more business oriented, right? Because you have to kind of, like, construct this thing that has a theoretical value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it really is about, like, what others think about you. And I think you could immediately start building your own brand, right, by having a good rep in the dojo.
Uh-huh.
Not Peter Yu destroying calves of a guy that walked in. He's 2 weeks into the dojo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he was a brown belt. I don't even know what I really did. I threw him
with a tie and he tore his calf.
I don't know how that happened.
Good one, Peter. Good one. But this is the thing, right? Peter is much smaller than the average guy. I wouldn't say not anymore. You're pretty big. But you used to be a lightweight.
Yeah.
You used to fight 66.
Yeah.
So you would just go after, like, the big, strong dudes who would come in the room, beginner or not.
That was my thing. I would just I had no, like, qualm about weight class. I would just try to go with everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Which is a good quality to have, but, you know, you can't just hurt everybody. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably told you, but, like, I walked into the locker room once and some kid,
yeah, you told
beginner
me.
Was like, man, Peter's the worst.
That's, you know, I did, so that was one thing. I changed my branding. You and I had a pretty serious discussions about that because it kind of got bad. So I changed it. I switched my mindset about Randori especially, and I don't think I have that reputation anymore. I haven't hurt anyone in a long time.
You have a new
time.
Thing. You have a very bougie thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I play golf and I go on ski trips now.
Yeah. So, you know, part of, like, my whole thing with KBI now and my Instagram and all this stuff, it's partially branding, right? What do I want the world to see? And, you know, I try to be as authentic as possible. You know, I try to kind of, like, whatever I say here, whatever I say around my friends, what I probably say in front of the, you know, with the few things that I may, I'll filter it and distill it down just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a very important thing. I think building your brand in martial arts is a huge thing. I think it starts with reputation and then little by little, right?
Yeah.
You know, people identify you in this circuit. If you're competing, hey, he's a righty, he's a Uchimata guy. You know, he's a nice guy, he's not a nice guy, he's an asshole, right? He trains really hard, doesn't train really hard, he's a good teacher or whatnot. You know, and a lot of that is tied into, like, having an Instagram presence and online now because BJJ lives online. You know, people... Yeah. Highlight real their things, and it's a community of people commenting on the stuff. You know, I think it goes a long way to start building your reputation brand now, right? Even while you're sort of a beginner and kind of documenting your journey, you know? And I think judo guys should do more of that to help the overall branding of judo. You know what I mean?
See.
If you're commenting, oh, this guy sucks, or that's not a Hanegoshi, it's a Uchimata, whatever.
Oh,
it is,
my God.
That's not good for the sport, you know? Yeah. So stop doing that shit. You know, if you see someone doing something good, share it.
Yeah.
If it sucks, don't do anything. Just don't watch it. Don't like it. Don't do anything. You don't need to comment on it and trash the person.
You're supporting this path of organically building up your own personal brand, which is your reputation.
Yeah.
And then you can do so by, like, being more active on social media, more being positively active. Not tearing others down.
Yes.
Which we're you know, the judo community is very guilty of that. Like Shintaro mentioned, a little tweet, you know, if you do a certain throw a little differently, everyone trashes on you. You know, that ain't gonna work. That's not, you know, what Kano meant. You know.
Yeah.
You know, work doesn't. You know, it's
stop
not the
all
spirit.
That. Please.
It's
we need
against
to stop.
The spirit of judo. Kano's gonna roll over in his grave, whatever.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah.
When you want to take a step further and then make this into your career, you can rely on that organic branding, your own personal branding. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And also, you need that lift from the community.
Yeah.
Used to be you isolate everyone in your group, and then, you know, we don't want anyone coming from over there to train with us because they might give us staff, which is like a real, you know, concern. Yeah. Or they're too dangerous and my students might get bad injuries or pick up bad habits that could lead to more injuries. We're going to protect our guys. But now in this information age where everyone's sharing everything, you know, we have to be sort of more community oriented to build the whole community up together. You know?
Right, right.
Coming from the guy that didn't go to the, you know, Colton Brown training camp. I'm sorry, Colton. You know, because I had to spend the weekend with my daughter. But if I had time, I would go and support that thing. You know, and a lot of the dojo owners did support that.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that we need. You know, positivity, uplifting, togetherness, and then it starts with you having a good reputation first and foremost.
I mean, Colton's a great example of this. Like, he has great branding, right?
Like, yeah. He's an Olympian. Right. What do you think, Colton Brown? Olympian, he's nice to everybody, you know, friendly guy, you know?
He's so friendly. He's so friendly.
I mean, big smiles, you know?
Yeah, I've only met him a couple of times, but I just know that. Like, he was so nice to me. And, like,
and he's very active on social media, you know? So that's, you know, him, he did it, went out and did it, and then he said, you know what, I'm a two-time Olympian, and I'm a, you know, judo coach out in New Jersey, and he documents everything, and he puts it out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's majority positive feedback from the community, you know what I mean?
And then he could rely on the personal branding that he's built over the years by going all this, you know, establishing relationships with other judokas around the country and the world, so that he could, and he took advantage of that to open up his gym in New Jersey, and it's doing really well, you know, that's kind of a good example, right?
Yeah, and you know, it started with him building his reputation, doing what he loved to do the best, and he did it really well. And then now, because of his good reputation, well, everyone in New Jersey is going to visit him now. He does open mats, people go train. You know, I have an open invite, you know, to go visit. I haven't yet. You know, I'm very busy with my daughter, but I'm gonna go support it, you know, because, right?
We love it, Colton.
Yeah, Colton's a man. So, you know, these kinds of things, I think everyone, you know, not everyone can make it to the Olympics. You know what I mean? But everyone can have a personal good reputation of the guy in the gym that everyone wants to train with. And then once you kind of start developing that, you can kind of lean into that. And then hopefully we have more lifers. You know, the more lifers we have in the sport, the better it is for judo as a branding. And, you know, we want people who are going to be lifers who are dedicated to lifting everybody up together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you too could lift up the community by going to higashibrand.com. It's a new Is this... No, but seriously though, look, you see this
Higashi? Yeah, I know.
It's a shirt that I've created. It's a Higashi brand. I want to do. I don't want to do gis and rash guards. You know, I want to do something more lifestyle oriented, right?
Oh, you want to branch out? See, so guys, I know this sound it. You know, we sound like we're promoting Higashi brand.
We are.
We admit that, but at the same time, we're not like I think the. Progression should be that, you know, Shintaro already had a, you know, good branding to begin with. He was running a good gym in Manhattan, and he was putting up, you know, still puts out free content on YouTube all the time.
99% of whatever I produce is free. And you know, I'll tell you guys right now, when you go to higashibrand.com, there's a slew of instructional videos. You don't need to buy them. I mean, it'd be nice if you could buy. But like everything I've say in those videos, I've already said in the YouTube videos. I mean, there's some things that are like, you
more
know,
in depth or like
a little bit more in depth, focused, more nuanced. Yeah. You know, because I've taught it so many times on camera, it's a little bit more refined and distilled, and different pieces intersect with different pieces. You know, so it is a little bit of a better product. But you know, most of my stuff is free.
Yeah. So that's how Shintaro built his. Branding. I remember when you started putting things up on YouTube, it was just like a humble beginning on your iPhone. You know, I was the one getting your uke or actually filming with your janky iPhone.
That's right. And I had no regard for any ukes. I was like, all right, guy, hey, can you hold the camera? And then like, can you be my uke? I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is how you tie them. Hard as you can. Bang.
You just want it to look good.
But now I'm like, I very sparingly throw the person in my videos because it's like, I don't want this, you know, right? You know, there's no need for that.
Yeah. And the branding, it wasn't like he was trying to, we weren't trying to, you know, hype you up as some kind of a judo master or anything. It was that you just had some videos lying around, uploaded on YouTube, got great reception, and you kind of identified that the community needs this. You know?
And it just kind of started, like, took a life of its own, you know. And I remember the first one I did, I was like, duck under the arm and then go sode.
Yeah.
And then when you go sode, there's a couple of different tricks, you know. And the one I like to do is I crisscross my hand, wrist, and then I hug the arm to my chest. Mm-hmm. And then lift my shoulder and wedge it into the armpit. Yeah. These details, you know, a lot of guys do this. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
Right? But they're never explicitly said. All the champions are doing it, you know. But the champions are showing it like, oh, this arm goes like that, and it's a classical crisscross, and then you drop your hips underneath. But they're never focusing on the details just that the way, I thought mattered.
Just the way Kano intended.
Yes, there you go.
But you're going away from the Kano way.
Kano way, yes. But yeah, even then, man, it was like, this guy's ducking his head. That's a penalty. You know, no one will let you duck your head like that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, if I'm just going for that, it's not going to work. Yeah. You know, but as opposed to me arguing with everyone on the internet, I was like, you know what? Let's just let these guys just talk shit a little bit. And then I got so much reward, good feeling from, like, people watching myself trying and say, oh, man, I was able to do. And I like teaching judo at the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing judo, teaching judo at the gym. But now I get to teach people far around beyond the walls of the dojo.
Yeah,
It felt good. So I just kept doing it, you know?
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden, little by little, my long hair and the ponytail with my wavy, natural Asian hair. Usually Asian hair is straight.
Very straight. I have straight
but hair. But my hair is like very wavy for some reason. You see, it's like I haven't done anything today. Look,
I know.
See how wavy this is? It's crazy.
People, Asian dudes will get perm to have
make
hair
it
like
yours.
Yeah.
Yes. And women are always like, hey, did you do... I'm like, no, this is natural. Blows them away.
Yeah. Is that another branding of yours?
Yeah, not on purpose. Honestly, I cut my hair short, and then I have been too lazy to go get my hair cut, so I've just been letting it grow out. So that's why
well,
my hair is
people seem
the
to
way
like
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how Shintaro built his personal branding. But I think, again, going back, we're trying to emphasize that it's branding is not like, oh, you got to hire like a marketing team and some kind of – you got to have some kind of strategy. It's more you can be more authentic and organic, and that's more sustainable, I think.
And, you know, I see a lot of guys trying to teach martial arts on YouTube or Instagram, but they're not doing it the way that they do it, right? Yeah. They're not speaking the way they normally speak.
Right.
They're trying to copy me or they're trying to copy somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
So you get the guy like, hey, what's up, man? How are you? You know, he's that guy, you know? And all of a sudden, like, when you meet your opponent in front of you and you reach out and grab the collar, it's like that's not how you talk normally. And it comes off really inauthentic.
Or even worse is how you and Joe talked about it, how if you put on a fake accent.
happens to the best of us, man. I've done it too, actually.
What? Which accent did you put on?
You know, my dad did
your
this for
dad's
years.
Accent.
My dad, when he didn't want to talk to someone at the dojo, he would just pretend like he didn't speak English.
Oh, I personally witnessed that. I was at nationals and I was walking around with him, and then another coach came up to me and your dad.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to ask him something, like try to say, oh, your dad did something wrong. But he just like, English.
No.
And then the coach just walked away, basically. It's like, oh, okay. He doesn't speak English. He's one of those old Japanese guys.
Yep. And, you know, that was the thing at the dojo. You know, you couldn't talk to my dad. You just couldn't, unless he wanted to. And there was one chair next to his chair.
Yeah.
And there was a desk separating it. For years, right? And then you have to be asked to sit in that chair
to be able to talk to
them. Yeah, so if someone like randomly knew, didn't know, sat down, one of the black belts would go up to them and tap on the shoulder and goes, you can't sit there.
What do you think about that as a branding strategy?
I mean, you know, people love the old traditional Japanese martial art like guy. He's the old dude, you know, he's sitting on the side. My dad's kind of jacked even when he was like in his 70s, right? Because do you see these traps?
Oh, I see it.
They're not testosterone traps. They're genetic. Dad still has it. You know, it could be testosterone traps. But like my dad has these traps, and he just always had them, just this yoked up big neck thing.
Yeah.
And it's genetic. And so like there's this dude who's just like sitting there. He's like in his 70s. And, you know, you couldn't sit there. And then sometimes he'll look at you over the side eye and be like, oh, come on, you know, sit. And then guys would be like, whoa, you know, they'd go and sit and have a conversation. Yeah. And then sometimes I was just like, eh, you go now, you know. But oh, there was like a certain thing about aura about it, you know. And yeah, I wouldn't say that's a brand, but like,
I think, you know, I think it's a brand. It's an authentic brand because it's sensei.
That's how he is in real life too.
Yeah, like he is like that. I mean, of course, he's a sweet man. Once you get to know him more, you know,
he's very selective with who he interacts with. Even when my mom has friends over, dude. My dad scurries into the back room. He wants no part of it.
Well, I'm glad that I think he likes me, so I'm glad that he does like you. So I mean, great. He's such a fun guy to hang out with, but
I don't know about that. But so
it is authentic. It's his authentic personal brand. He could pull that off because it's sustainable because that's who he is. And, and it worked for him. You know, when he was running the dojo. Wouldn't work for you because that's not you.
No, it's not. You know, I'm a little bit more sociable.
Yeah.
And even though I am starting to go towards the path of my father little by little, so one time recently in the last year, somebody was like, oh my God, Santa. And I was like, oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I was like, I didn't understand what he was talking about. I walked all the other way. You know?
That's so
funny. And the guy's like, does this guy speak English? I think I saw him on YouTube.
Yeah.
I can't get away with that now because everyone knows I speak English. Everyone knows
English. Man, yeah. Maybe I'll grow to be like your dad too. Yeah.
I'll give you two examples of two guys that I train with consistently at Essential. You know, there's JT Torres.
Yeah.
You know, he has his own thing already. But like Marcus is the main guy that runs the gym, and he's one of the most skilled guys in the room always, right? He's so technical. He's so amazing, like just inversion fast, you know, his jiu-jitsu knowledge is unbelievable. So like that'll be good for him to just like give that value to the world. And people will tune in to just watch him exchange positions and roll.
Mm.
You know?
Not Dom even Joni, instructions.
What's that?
Not even him giving instructions, just like...
He's very good at teaching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but his ability, like for instance, like we were doing butterfly guard the other day and he gave me some tips. I was like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
He gave me like two tips in one roll and I was like, man, like I didn't even think about that. It's amazing,
right?
You know? Butterfly like sweep, I pushed my bottom foot away to post out and he goes, well then it's easy to close your feet, right, because of the way your legs are positioned, and you can't switch to the other side, you know. And I was like, "Oh, good tip." And then I was framing, but my shoulder was bothering me, so I just kind of like turned away, framed with this arm, gave my back just to like recover. And I was like, "He's like, why do you always do that?" I was like, "Oh, because like when I frame with this left arm, it's my bad shoulder that hurts." He goes, "Why don't you just connect your hands?" And now it's a lot more stable. I was like, "Huh." Very good, high value, like concise, like great tips. Yeah. You know, so like that guy is super valuable online. Like people can learn so much from him. That's the guy that should have stuff, you know, a presence online.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But he can't be doing like, oh, what's up, man? Like, hi, blah, blah, blah. Like, what happens when I roll with a bodybuilder? Like, that bullshit, that's not the guy that he is. So there's no world that he should be doing any of that shit.
Right, right.
There's guys who have personalities like that that should do that.
Yeah.
You know, who's friendly, who's like smiling all the time, he's kind of goofy. Yeah. That guy should have his, right? And this other guy, Nick, he's a technician. He rolls, but he has a very unique style, and he's just a friendly, funny guy. So, like, that guy's personality's got to be incorporated into the thing. You know, he's not inverted and doing crazy stuff, right? But he has a lot of knowledge. He teaches, and he's...
And he's getting presented in a very fun way.
He's just a fun guy.
Yeah.
Big smile, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, I'm his uke in the 10 a.m., and then, he'll say something, and we were joking earlier, and then I'd start laughing. He's like, what are you laughing? And it's kind of like a funny thing, you know? But like that sort of like authentic interaction being on the internet and people could really relate to that, you know, and they're drawn to that.
Right.
So that should be a thing that he does to like kind of, you know, that should be showcased to be his brand. And then eventually if he wants to start a school or have a video, people recognize that about him and that's what they get, you know?
So we talked a lot about building your personal brand, you know, a reputation organically, authentic, you know, an authentic way. And we gave some examples. And so now that you've built it, you got some reputation, great reputation, people love you in your local gym, the judo scene or BJJ scene, what have you. How do you then take the next step? Like say opening up a gym or starting a YouTube channel or whatever, trying to become a lifer, like, as you say. Like, I'm sure there's so many ways, but are there any concrete steps that
I think you need to have enough in the bank first to have a cushion.
Yeah. You know, emergency fund.
Emergency fund. Don't give up your day job yet. Start building your reputation. First and foremost, why are you doing the training? So when every time you walk into the gym, right?
Yeah.
And you're the guy that's going to the bathroom and coming back out of the bathroom without sandals on, you're damaging your own reputation. Right? So do all the things right. You know, be that guy that everyone wants to be around in the gym. That's first and foremost, right? Build up your reputation. Yeah. And then little by little, the better you get at martial arts, you're going to develop a style, right?
Yeah.
People are going to, right? People, oh, that guy's a spaz. That guy's good. He's the flowy guy, whatever it is. And then you start kind of leaning in and then building your own, right? So you start identifying with certain things.
Yeah.
Know, right?
Like different routes that way. Yeah.
I identify as something, you know, that, right?
What? It's just been all over my head.
Yeah, it's a pronoun thing.
Oh, my God. I see. Yeah. All right.
That's okay. A joke. It's a joke.
But yeah.
You know, because it's identify this and that. You know, it's a whole thing. You know, I'm not making fun of anybody. It's kind of funny.
I see. You just pointed out like something in the, you know, zeitgeist. You know,
my favorite joke in the dojo. You know this?
All right, is it guys, appropriate?
I mean, it's semi-appropriate, you know, but this is like what I say in the dojo sometimes. It's PG-13-ish, you know?
Okay.
All right, guys, we're doing right side versus left side, kenkutsu position, you know, so righties try to grab lefties, but if you got two righties in the room, your partner's a righty, you're a righty, one of you's got to identify as a lefty. Okay. Right? Or identify on the left or the, you know, the right and the left, like politically.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I get some laughs, but now, like, I say that in advance when it's like yellow and above or the advanced class. Everyone heard this joke so many times, it's dead silence. Maybe. We got a couple of people who support me, like, ha ha ha. I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop.
Maybe you should move on from that joke.
Kills like, at seminars, though.
Oh.
Kills.
I bet it'll, because it's fresh for them, I guess.
But it's risky because you got to look through the room and see, okay, read is the this room, the crowd for that? You know, you probably can't tell that joke in California.
Well, it depends on where you are in California, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, like a bougie dojo in San Francisco or hippie dojo. And
yeah, probably not there.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, sensei? Destroy my wholesome brand. Your
personal
branding.
But... it's all in jest, but yeah. So, you build up the brand, then you can kind of identify your angle, right? Like maybe, I have this. My angle is that I have a funny personality. Mm. Maybe I'll start a YouTube channel alongside my gym.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
But you gotta have some practical considerations. Like you have to have enough money. Yeah. Don't just go and quit your day job. No. You know.
Yeah,
running
because it takes a long time to build your reputation. It takes an instant to ruin it, right?
Yeah,
and then a long time to build your brand. So you know while you're doing it, and if you're leaning into the thing, like you said, right?
Yeah,
and you're trying to build a business, it takes a long time. So you have to have some reserves. You
know? Yeah,
to. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's about it about branding in martial arts.
Yeah.
Anything else? Like, any practical tips? You've branded yourself.
A little bit, you know, Shintaro Higashi, right? Teaching judo. You're the judo guy. That's it feels good. You know, when people are like, hey, you're the guy that does takedowns online. I got that today.
Oh, yeah?
I had a guest, Pretty high level jiu-jitsu grappler. He's a black belt on the Lachlan in Australia. And he came
The Australian guy. Yeah.
And then he was like, yo, I learned so much of my stand-up from your YouTube. Oh. You're the guy that teaches stand-up, you know, and then even the Nogi stuff was very helpful. I was like, wow, that felt really good.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so check out Higashi brand.
He's my
lifestyle brand. You know, because
my
whole mentality behind the lifestyle brand is like judo, karate, martial arts used to be this thing, right, that people kind of did and under the radar. And, you know, even like MMA, you go into the office with a black eye, they're like, oh, what is this guy doing? You know, and if you're an adult practitioner of like karate or taekwondo, it's like wait isn't that for my like son does that. So there's a level of like where does like the mainstream think, like where is the mainstream when it comes to regards to martial arts,
Yeah. You know, you're what trying I mean? To, we're trying to go mainstream now.
Yeah, but I don't want like dragons and the crazy stuff that makes you really an outcast. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want like the subtle skater lifestyle branding that's like, oh, that guy likes to skate, but it's kind of an everyday sort of, it's a, if you like know, Vans. You know, kind of a thing. What is it?
Vans?
Yeah,
the Vans. Vans. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to be a skater to wear. Or
you can be like, a Converse is like that. It's a basketball like shoe.
Yeah.
But it's not a lifestyle, just regular shoes.
Yeah, but if you're wearing JNCOs and you have no skating anything, you're a poser. Yeah. So that's where I'm trying to build this Higashi brand thing. You know, not like, oh, Shintaro Higashi kind of a thing, but just like a brand. Like it's a kind of Asian-ish.
Okay, okay. I get it.
Like, because that's where martial arts comes from, right? Like judo, yeah. Japanese jiu-jitsu, and then it became Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and now that's a thing, and belts, black belt, white belt. Yeah. There's a whole Asian thing about it, and then I want it to be a subtle thing. If you know, you know. So when you, you know. So representing your thing out in the real world, but it doesn't make you too much of an outcast because it's not too loud. It's subtle. You know what I mean? It's like having a little bit of cauliflower here. That's what I'm looking for.
That's a great way to put it.
Like a little bit of cauliflower here. I mean, I got kneed in the ear today and I was like, oh my God. And then I was like complaining about it. And Glick's like, dude, it's not a big deal. You already have messed up ears. I was like, but mine is perfect, right?
Yeah, your cauliflower ears are like not bad enough that people go yuck. But it's like people who know will recognize.
Yeah, look, you know? It's just like the perfect amount of cauliflower. You know what I mean? It's like
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, dude. And you know, I can hide it a little bit with my hair.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going on a date or something.
And you can still use your AirPods. Right?
Yeah. My left side pops out because the inside is the cauliflower.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
But it's the perfect size. You know, that's what I'm going for. The perfect cauliflower.
And you, if you know, you know. You know? That's branding.
That's branding. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. So check out HigashiBrand.com, please.
Yeah.
And let me know what you think. Reach out to us. Give us your tips, ideas, feedback. Greatly appreciate it.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed my little rant of 30 minutes just talking about nonsense.
No, I don't think it was nonsense. We were just, grow organically, authentic. Show us your authentic self and then dedicate, you know, if you want to be a lifer and grow our sports, all that good stuff.
You know what we should do? We should do one episode where you're just talking about programming and AI and all the stuff that you're getting into. And
What?
Should we do that? Let's do that.
I don't know.
Peter, you show with Shintaro Higashi. Let's do a couple episodes like that.
We'll see. So, okay, if you're still listening to us, you're pretty one of the few most dedicated fans.
No one's listening right now. Yeah.
So if you just heard what Shintaro suggested, let us know if that's what you want. I don't know if people want that, but yeah.
Yeah. How about this? If you made it this far, comment something on the thing.
If you made it this far, comment below. And if you want to hear me talk about what I do day to day.
Just write Peter Yu in the comments.
Yeah. Peter Yu. Yeah. And I'll think about it.
Watch us get none of that.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. And
thank you very much.
We'll see you guys in the next episode.